Hey, Christina.
Hey, you guys, it's Christina, and I'm talking with Sophie today about women's issues when going wrong, because she was telling me, what were you telling me, Sophia?
Well, when you first came over today, I was really excited to meet you, first of all, but I was kind of telling you that I had been suffering from a low-grade fever for the past 3 days.
And that you'd been really battling detox, right?
Yeah, some pretty rough detox symptoms, just breaking out a little bit, and really bad headaches especially. And I still have it, it's just like, just this never-ending headache, and I find it pretty unusual because I have been eating almost 100% raw for 5 months now, and I've just been trying to figure out why is this happening? You know, is it stress? Is it my eating habits? Because I haven't been high fruit lately. I've been doing a lot of fat.
Right, you said that when you first started, you were eating like a lot of fruit, and then all of a sudden you started eating like gourmet raw foods, and you started feeling your energy level going down, and then, you know, it was affecting your period and everything else. And so we started talking about how eating the cleanest foods make you feel clean, not just like on the inside, but also mentally, physically, and spiritually, right?
Yeah.
And so when we eat a lot of fats, it's harder for our body to digest those. They make us feel very heavy. They're not 100% as clean and as flushing and as heavy in water content as, say, fruit would be. Like,
yeah.
I remember you were telling me that when you first started eating raw, you were eating nothing but watermelons and mangoes, and you felt on top of the world, right?
Yeah.
Because we're flushing everything out. But now it's like your body is going back in and out of temptations and cravings because you've started including more things like salts and more fats, and you've fallen off the wagon a few times. And so now it's like your motivation has to really be there to make that extra step. You have to really know what you want to do and to feel so that you can feel that way, because you were telling me you want to feel that again, you know, but how do you get it back? So you have to make the choice and you have to envision what that looks like. And, you know, because the coolest thing is that once we start cleansing ourselves physically, the mental and the spiritual, they follow right after. But you have to want it. And that's the thing, in that you do have to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think this is a good context for people who, like me, are new to raw foodism, and, you know, I don't have a very big support system. Well, that's gonna piss a lot of people off.
What are you talking about?
I have a pretty good support system, but it's different because Dan tries not to, he tries to give me a lot of personal freedom to make my own decisions and not try to influence me too much. So I'm very appreciative of that. But I do have a great support system.
But you do. And you know what, Sophie? And you brought up a great point, because even though I have, you know, my website called Fully Raw, it encourages people to go 100%. It's never something that you should feel bad about. You should never, ever get down on yourself for not being able to do it perfectly, because there is no perfect way to be raw. The only perfect thing about it is that the food, the fruits and the vegetables, is perfect in and of itself. And when we eat a diet that is perfect like that, we feel vibrant and colorful, and we feel like life is perfect, because it is a joyous way to live, and it celebrates life, being able to eat nothing but the things that are coming from Mother Nature. And that's what makes it beautiful. It's being fully raw in your skin and your personality and your confidence and getting to know who you are. And I think that's what people crave. You know, people want that life. And you feel alive when you eat life, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, I think that's what really attracted me to this lifestyle, was not, you know, like, people were like, oh, you're doing this to lose weight. You know, like, my friends were kind of like skeptical, like, what is she doing? But I was just stuck on like the spiritual high that I felt. And that's what I'm kind of trying to get back to, is just feeling really in harmony.
In balance.
Yeah, in balance, for sure. But
well, tell me how it affected your women's cycle, because I know that we were going to talk about that a little bit to help women who may be struggling with that as well.
Well, I don't know. You know, like, as far as, like, periods go, which is, like, kind of, I'm assuming that's what you mean, my period, like, pretty much diminished when I went raw. Like,
right.
It was, like, almost not very noticeable. But I do feel a lot more in tune with my body when I'm raw, when I'm high raw and low fat.
Right, and that's something else I wanted to talk about, is, you know, when I first went raw, I read this book called Taking Charge of Your Fertility, And it really, you know, it taught me that bleeding is not a healthy thing, right? You want to have less blood. That means that your body has less toxins in it, right? But the thing that you do want to look out for is discharge, because that means that you're healthy and that you can still have children. So we wanted to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, we kind of wanted to touch on, like, having women in support groups. And, you know, there's so many people out there who are really wanting to do this right. And there's so many cool ways that we can encourage women, especially, to do it. To have confidence, to have support groups, you know, to, you know, that way they're able to do this.
So. Exactly. I mean, there is a lot of conflicting information out there. There's a lot of wrong information out there about what is healthy for your body, and I think a lot of people get into this and they feel lost between the information they find on the internet and then what they hear from their family and their friends about what is right and what is wrong when it comes to changing your diet. And you really need to find people who have been doing this for a while, like Christina. She's been doing it for 7 years, and
Sophie
at 5 months.
Say hi.
Hello. Yes. Keep talking.
I get really embarrassed on camera. That's why it's easier for me to do it when I'm like, just put the camera on Christina.
Oh, Lord. Y'all just watch me
but
eat.
Yeah, like people who are speaking from experience and not just like, well, I heard that paleo was good for you and I heard that this was bad for you. And so many people have an opinion about, you know, what is the right way to do it, but they've actually never tried it or they haven't really experienced it for themselves. And so really you have to learn how to take responsibility of your own health and trust your body and your intuition and see how it goes from there, because everybody's different. Everybody's bodies are different, and it's your personal journey, really.
Yeah. That's right. It's about the journey, not the destination.
That's right.
But it's also about the destination and also about the journey. I think it's all important, and that's what makes this beautiful. It's about learning to be fully raw.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Healthy.
Dan, happy. Do you have anything to add to our women's video?
I think that was great. Better that I stay out of it. And just say that Christina is definitely Life Regenerator approved.
Did you hear that? I'm Life Regenerator approved.
Well, your skin and your attitude. And
her eyes. She's glowing.
You said approved. You can't take it back now.
I'm not taking it back. I'm just saying that you couldn't. You can just see. You don't have to have a PhD.
This is definitely one healthy woman here.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that you've had the camera on me this whole time, and I'm just like, hey, watch me eat.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way to getting healthy myself. I'm having some struggles right now, for sure. Like, we did the day in the life of the Life Regenerator a few days ago, and like, it's getting on 4 o'clock, and I'm just like, babe, I don't feel good. And I went to bed after that. I had a headache and a fever. I was like knocked out. And Dan's like, well, I guess I'll do the rest of this video by myself. For those of you who saw it, probably noticed that I was like gone after that point. And then I just slept the whole next day because I'm just detoxing really hard. And Christina was saying that she was detoxing for a whole year, her first year of raw food. Is that right?
It took me a year and a half to get to the point to where I felt like I was high all the time. And it takes time. It takes your body 6 months to regenerate the cells in your body. So just imagine, it's going to take you at least 6 months to get physically clean. And whether or not you go through the spiritual and emotional journey after that is up to you, but it will follow. And if you can do it, and if you can take yourself there, it will be totally worth it.
Right, okay. Well, I guess we can close out this video. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I would say that just eat raw foods and learn to relax, because the reason why this is the next step. People focus on the food a lot, but there's other issues like, and I just want to make sure everyone gets this because it's huge, and that you are going through like a couple weeks of stress.
Yeah.
So you are using food to push through, which in this world, you're going to understand. People are going to do that. I know I've had to do it many, many times. That's why I try to change my life. But as soon as she got a day to relax, chill, and get out of the kind of the stress zone, then the nervous system can kick on into a healing mode, and that's exactly what it does. So if you get a chance to rest and heal and you go into a detox mode, roll with it. Go home and go get sick. Go be sick for a few days, get a fever, get a flu, take a colonic, drink some tea, eat some very light fruit like watermelon, and let your body heal itself and learn how to go relax and let your body heal. Most people have a trouble letting go. We live in a very busy society, and that's going to hold you back from your health. So it's good to hit it hard, but you got to make sure that you are an expert master at the practice of rest and relaxation, so you don't get too far out of balance. So eat good, get a lot of rest, get a lot of activity, and get a nice balance going there. But learn how to let go of all that stress so that you can get well and be healed. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Peace.